Want to talk a little bit more about playing it safe on the road during this time of year. Can you really be arrested if you are on the road when it is really bad out?
So, yeah, the law does allow for law enforcement agencies to take some kind of action if someone is out on a, say, level three emergency and they're not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Now, usually does that happen? No. It's more of a heads up to everyone to let them know that the roads are that bad mm-hmm. and not to be out there because, yeah. one, they're putting themselves in jeopardy. And, two, it's hindering safety services, especially right. if they were to break down and now we have to go resort, you know, yeah. track them down.
Yeah. As it's been explained to me, you're not out there looking to arrest people, but if they get themselves into a situation where you get this big response required, that may be something that you end up getting cited for.
That's correct. That's not something that we're out there looking for, right? Right. Usually we have better stuff to do in cases like that. Mm-hmm. But again, it's just to keep people from being out on the roads.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what those levels mean. First of all, I know that's something that the Sheriff's Department yep. Issues, not so much, but it does cover the city of Findlay and the entirety of Hancock County. So absolutely. What do those things actually mean?
Sure. When we're talking about level one, we're just talking about the roads are hazardous, right? And to drive with care. That's really the big thing. Just yeah. kind of giving people an alert that it's a little kind of outside the normal, right? Usually there's going to be trucks out salting the roadways, plowing the roads. Things of that nature. When we're getting up to level three, that is where we don't want any non-essential traffic out on the roadways.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's where you want to call your employer, find out, do I really need to be coming into work? Can we make other arrangements? Those kind of things. And you know.
Sure. It's always good to have those discussions beforehand.
Right.
Many workplaces, they have their own little policy on mm-hmm. if a level three is issued, work will not happen this day, right? Mm-hmm. So if we know that policy in advance, kind of gives us a heads up.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about those times when you do find yourself, you do have to be out on the road. So we were mentioning yesterday, want to make sure that your car is well-maintained and all of that. But there are a lot of things that we can do proactively to make sure, especially with the kind of cold that we've got. I would imagine that in terms of safety, it's as much the cold as it is the snow and the ice and everything else.
Really, that's the bigger concern, right?
Yeah.
Because the cold is what can kill people. Now, really, it starts out with vehicle maintenance, right? We want to make sure our cars, our vehicles are in good shape. Mm-hmm. And that starts out with good weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to get the oil change ahead of time. You want to check all the light bulbs, windshield wipers, tires, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're ready to go when bad weather does hit.
Your battery.
Absolutely, your battery, right?
Yeah.
Last thing you want to do is be stranded with a dead battery.
Right, right. So then beyond those things, when we know the car is reliable and it's maintained properly, what are the things that we can do to make sure that we are safe in the event that we do find ourselves stranded?
Okay, so that's where we talk about supplies, right? We want to have basic supplies to kind of get us through. And that starts with an emergency kit. It can be things like a blanket, sleeping bags to keep us warm. If our car does break down, you want to stay with the car. Because most of the time, it's going to be a well-traveled road. There's going to be people that can stop and help.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least contact law enforcement.
Yeah.
Have some kind of flag that sticks out, say like a bright orange or red flag. That way people can tell that there's some kind of emergency and they're going to call someone.
Mm-hmm.
Food, water, things like that are all handy to have. Jumper cables. It's amazing how many times people have a car that battery dies and no jumper cables.
No jumper
right?
cables. Yep. And I've been guilty of that myself.
We've all been there one time or another, I mm-hmm. think. One of the things that I actually purchased for myself is a small little battery pack. It provides for about, you know, 5 or 6 jumps of a vehicle, but it's about the size of a cell phone.
Yeah. And speaking of which, you want to have your phone available and a charger. That's the other thing.
Absolutely. And that's one of the beauties of these power packs is that they can serve as a phone charger as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can charge multiple devices with it.
Yeah. In the days before cell phones, one of the pieces of advice was always to make sure that somebody knows where you are, where you're going to be, and how you're getting there, so that if you don't show up where you're supposed to be, they know your route, so they can track your route,
right.
Find you. It's probably still not a bad idea.
Correct, and that's something we still advise. It's always good to let people know when to be expected, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, because you never know if you might not be able to get cell service for one reason or another, or the phone might die, something
like that. Absolutely. If we're taking a less traveled road, so to speak, maybe in the countryside. And that's really where this becomes more of a concern, because we're talking about less traffic and less people available to help mm-hmm. us if we need it.
And generally, those are the roads that drift and, you know, can become hazardous more quickly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else that people need to keep in mind this time of year to make sure that they stay safe with this winter weather, especially on the roads?
The biggest thing would be driving itself, right? So if you don't have to be out on the roads when they're particularly nasty, don't be, right? I mean, there's no reason to risk it, as well as crashes. Obviously, we're out there handling a lot of car crashes come the winter months. And along those same lines, if you do have to be out, leave yourself some extra time. Slow down. Don't get in a big hurry. A lot of people are running late, especially after having to scrape the ice off the windows.
Right.
So maybe get out there and scrape a little bit sooner.
Yeah. So many just basic tips, things that we've heard time and time again, but it always seems, and I'm sure you experienced this as well. We were talking about it yesterday when we had the snow and the slush, that the first time the first big blast of winter weather, seems like we have to relearn all these things all over again.
Correct. And something else that people tend to forget is the amount of time that goes into clearing the windshields, right? We see a lot of people with just a little hole in the window that they're trying to look through.
Don't
do that. It decreases visibility and makes it more likely you're going to be involved in a crash.
Yeah. Basically paying attention to all of the advisories and warnings and, you know, using good judgment when you're out.
Yeah, the weather forecasts are so good these days that it gives us a really good depiction of what's going to be happening in 3 and 4 days. So we can kind of plan in advance for a lot of these trips that we need to make.
Yeah. Again, Findlay Police Department Crime Prevention Officer Brian White with us this morning talking about safe driving during the winter season, because we got that, you know, kind of jolt yesterday. We're going to get those cold temperatures over the next several days, and we still have several weeks of winter to navigate yet. Brian, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.